This is Inside Texas Tech. I'm Betsy Blaney. The Sports Performance Center near Jones AT&T Stadium, when completed, will be the largest indoor collegiate athletics facility in the country. The center will house an 80-yard football field with two 10-yard end zones, a six-lane, 200-meter oval track, a nutritional food bar, and a strength and conditioning area, all part of the center's $48 million price tag. No state or university funds were used, only private dollars from campaign donations. The total is currently about $125 million. And in keeping with the 1998 Board of Regents initiative that dedicates 1% of the cost of any new capital project to public art, the Sports Performance Center's piece will be at the southwest corner of the facility. Run, by Simon Donovan of Tucson, Arizona, will stand 18 feet tall and be nearly 18 feet wide and depict a female track athlete appearing to be in motion. The indoor football field will end forever the program having to cancel outdoor sessions due to rain, hail, or lightning. Last year, as many as 10 sessions had to be scrubbed due to weather.
And at this level, missing practices is too critical to what we do.
On the track and field side, there will be permanent seating for 750 people along the west wall. A 100-foot airplane hangar-like door separates the center's two sides. Another 1,200 temporary seats could be placed in the opening during larger events. The track facility means the team won't any longer have to travel during the indoor season. And, Hokut said, the track and field area is already attracting interest from big-name programs, which will likely boost the city's economy.
Our track team will never have to leave Lubbock, Texas in the indoor track and field season. We're getting calls from the University of Texas, the University of Oregon. Elite programs around the country are wanting to come to our indoor track meets now. So when you think about the economic impact from the dollars it's going to bring from restaurant, hotel, transportation into our economy, and it's going to be tremendous.
Rain slowed construction early on after the big white bubble, where football and track and field used to practice, was torn down. Molina said as much as 8 feet of water twice filled the hole where the bubble once stood. Workers have made up about 3/4 of the 30 days lost to having to drain the duck ponds, as he called them. More recently, rains, one downpour that left 9 inches of water in front of the building's entrance, have slowed some outside work. But inside, the pace is brisk.
We're working 24/7. You might not see it on the outside, but that trailer is operating 24/7, planning for the next 2-3 days every day.
Standing near the site of the inside oval track, I asked Molina whether there would be a victory lap once the entire facility is finished.
I probably will, as long as there's no cameras or timers in the room.
Earlier this summer, Molina visited the cornfield in Iowa where the movie Field of Dreams was filmed. He sees a comparison between the Sports Performance Center's completion to the famous phrase from the movie.
If you build it, they've been waiting to come. You know what I'm saying? This has been a long time coming. Prior to the bubble, the old bubble being even thought about torn down, we were already thinking about how do we solve this issue.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.